from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The 925. What does a World Series 10 years ago have to do with building a team now?
I feel like I typed it.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, I just gave you three examples of dynasties in the Bay where after the dynasty, there were dry spells of about a decade. I got to go through it again. After the A's won three, they went to the playoffs, then they went twice in 12 years. The San Francisco 49ers, after their last Super Bowl, went to the playoffs just twice in 12 years. And now the Giants, after their last World Series, have gone to the postseason twice in 9 years. This would be the 10th. And to me, the Warriors are still on the brink. Here's what I believe. There's a pattern, and it's this. You win a title with a core. Then what do? You keep the core around too long. Then you start to lose with your core that had won for you before, but they're older and they're no longer a championship type team. Then what you do is they eventually leave. But at that point, your quality has diminished, because these were the guys who held up their end of the bargain for 10 years. Yeah. And so you're starting from scratch. And when you start from scratch, there are no guarantees. Then you get into a cycle where you start to lose. And then, yes, unfortunately, nobody wants to come because you've started to lose. And you're no longer a marquee franchise. And the guys who brought you to that level, Posey, Crawford, Baumgartner, Lincecum, Kane, Sanchez, all the rest, they're gone. And so there's no longer an allure with the team. And that, to me, is why there may be different details, but that's why after a dynasty, it can't just be a coincidence that has now happened to the last three Bay Area teams that have had a dynasty.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
it can't be a coincidence.
But I would tell you, Stani, life is bigger than where we're at, just in the Bay. And I'm not mad at those examples. But when you bring in all the other teams, then, you know, you kind of get away from the point you're trying to hammer home. My whole thing is, nobody is taking a job. No regime is taking over. getting that credit card of, hey, we had a dynasty with our past regime. We're just going to let you skate. It doesn't matter. We're not going to hold anybody accountable. We're going to ignore the misses in the draft and things of that nature. The Giants have had opportunity. And if you're telling me that you're going to buy Farhan not being able or being dealt a bad hand, the city of the lovely city of San Francisco, miss me with that. He's been in front. The free agents have taken meetings. And if there was a Bob Myers or the Michael Jordan of mouthpieces, maybe those deals are closed and we're talking about something different. But I will say this about Luciano, because I can't get over it. We saw Jordan Bell, and we know the Warriors were winning then, so it was a long shot for him to pop. But we saw enough of Jordan Bell to say, you know what, and Eric Paschal, you know what, Steiny, he don't have the goods. They're not in the league anymore. I do not feel that way about Luciano. I have not seen enough of him.
Well, what if they have?
Do you trust they? That is another
Did you need to see more of Wiseman to know play?
I got enough, but they committed to him and we saw enough failure or enough where, oh boy, he doesn't have it. I don't feel that way with Ramos. I don't feel that way with Matos, and I don't feel that way with Luciano. So when you follow up and say, hey, Goo, what if they, I don't trust they, because they are the reason there's no hay. And if you're going to tell me there's no hay because of what happened in 14, I'll give you that, Steiny, but that's not how it works.
No, I agree. So fire him.
I really believe.
Go ahead and fire him.
And start over.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Or give somebody else a new vision.
I'm not here to stump for Farhan Zaidi. I'm here to tell some fans that they are unrealistic year after year after year.
Like, okay, last thing. I love this. Okay, let's just take the 2 years they did make the playoffs. Bochy lost to the Cubs in 16. You don't think Bruce Bochy managing that Giant team the year they won 107 may have done this, that, or something else and won that series? I think about that. You ran off and said, for whatever reason, wink, wink, Bochy wasn't a guy. Farhan needed his manager. I'm just saying, had Bruce Bochy, who since won a World Series, since you guys said, you know what, see you later. I'm just wondering, had Bochy managed that 107 team against the Dodgers, maybe Steiny, they win that series, and then we're talking about something else.
I don't think they win 107 with Bochy because that's not how he managed. Like, saying Bochy and that team, that's not even realistic. If they would have kept Bochy, they never would have gone down this road that they are going down with Farhan Zaidi. Like, they changed direction. Okay, let's say they had Bochy's still the manager, and I don't know, Farhan never comes. I don't know what happens. What do you think happens?
I wonder if that would mean something to Judge. Would that mean something to Harper? Steiny, sometimes when you fail, and I think that's not harsh, when you look at what Farhan has done and what he has not done, sometimes it's just a new vision, somebody taking over, and things could get better. And that's all I'm hoping for Giant fans.
Yeah, well, guess what? The Giants' job is harder than most teams.
Mm.
And that's what happens when you get into a spiral.
Now, why? So you're...
They're in a spiral.
But what you just said kind of... Because I'm waiting on Willard and FP. I wonder what they would say to what you just said about the Giant job is difficult than others.
It is.
Because of...
I just told you. They can't sign a hitter. They can't sign a star hitter. Apparently, and I don't know, other people know more than I do, but apparently the farm system isn't good enough. These players.
Mm.
So there you go. I mean, should Farhan be fired? Sure.
Okay. All right.
Sure.
Fire him. If you ain't fight me on that.
Why would I?
I
wouldn't fight you on that. What I'm fighting you on is, okay, how long are you giving the next guy? And I'm not saying
4 years at least, Donnie.
Okay.
Five.
I also think that most fans don't have the stomach for an acknowledged brutal stretch for 3 years.
But I think sometimes when the rat's on the table, You know that you're the last rose. You know it's going to be hard and there's going to be losses, but there's a vision. There's a payoff at the end.
The Giants, and I'll be honest here, because of their fan base and because the paramount thing is getting fans, they won't do that strategy.
Even with that beautiful ballpark.
That's why they won't do it.
Wow, man.
The Giants cannot come out and say to their fans, we're ripping it all down. We're going to try it this way. By the way, there's no guarantees, but we are going to try it. But we're telling you guys, we might be looking at three straight 100 loss seasons.
And who would have done it? The phone and call what fan and be, maybe you disagree, but you don't feel lied to.
Well, then you're not going to the game. You're not going to go to the games. And that's what they can't stomach. I guess you can stomach it in Pittsburgh. How come? Because they don't draw well anyway. Listen, I'm not, again, 888-957-9570. We can talk more about it. But like what? I don't know what the solution is. With the Giants.
I don't think they're at a disadvantage, partner, when it comes to free agents, Donnie. I really don't.
Okay, and
I
continue to say that as every big name walks away from him.
Big name is not taking the meeting. You're onto something.
Then keep Farhan because he's 1 year away from closing a big deal. Is he?
Well, you're 0-4, it's 0-3, whatever's happening.
Exactly.
Now, I would be, it's again, I keep going to sales. Glengarry, Glenn Ross. Is it the leads or is it the salesman? You know what I'm saying, Stoddy? At some point, you really believe, and I'm not saying you're wrong, the right person couldn't put a press on a hitter and get him to put on a Giant uniform?
Goo, you just asked me what you thought the problem was. I said they can't sign a big boy hitter in that park. You said to me, Stoddy, I really don't think that's the problem. Okay, then there's a big name around the corner. I think it's a problem.
Is Farhan the right guy to close that big name?
I don't know that anybody can.
I think we know. But if you're going to tell me it's the park, then it doesn't matter who's selling it there.
That's right.
See, I do.
That's right.
I do.
So that's why you have to get players who come up through your farm system who are power hitters.
You get Theo Epstein, all the guys have had success that we look at, you know, them fixing things, the fixer-uppers and the Bob Myers per se, guys that have a personality and pizzazz and can sell your city.
So I wonder. Aren't signing here because of Farhan Zaidi?
It's a combo because that would be unfair. And then when I say Solaire, I know you're like, Goo, he ain't Judge. Nobody else wanted him. But
I'm
looking
at Aaron Judge. Yeah. And I don't think Farhan had anything to do with him not coming. You know what? The Yankees offered me $400 million.
That's a big one.
And the Giants offered me $400 million. But you know what? I don't like Farhan Zaidi. And that's why nobody's coming. No, it's the ballpark for hitters.
Well, I've seen Soto, who made this park look small. Juan Soto, he made it look small just this year when they came with the Yankees. So did all the prolific power hitters didn't have a problem.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The ball.
You're talking about
part.
One series. Yeah, a guy comes in here.
Yeah.
Gary's in Daly City. What's up, Gary? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, you guys. Been a fan since the 60s of the Giants.
Yeah.
Boris played the Giants for suckers. I mean, if one of the stars came here, like you guys are saying, they would just pitch around him. He'd be intentionally walked. That would always happen. So why come here? Where can you make your protection in your lineup? The Yankees, the Braves, teams like that, the Dodgers. You got protection. Boris played the Giants for fools. I mean, and their farm system is not developing guys. How many strikeouts have they had this year? You got Pat the Bat Burrow and all these guys.
Yeah.
And all this. No, I mean, come on. Let's be real. They're in deep trouble. I mean, if people are going to really analyze it, I mean, they got some pitching, and that's it.
Well,
none of the big stars are coming here. And I've been there since Mays and McCovey and those guys. Who's coming here? Who's going to come here? They're going to be walked intentionally. They're not coming here to play in this ballpark for this team. And that's being honest.
He can go on, but he's not going to.
Yeah, kind of give you.
I think Gary was the guy who did that.
Yeah, but it's the beautiful part of baseball, Stani, is a baseball lineup. Like, Evan, if he puts fears in hitters, he helps me. And if I put fears in hitters, it helps you. And that helps Madoni. So it's a trickle-down effect. But I just cannot, for the life of me, look at the failure or the lack of success trying to get a bopper in here and not say or think to myself, maybe it's the guy selling who's on record and had to go fix it, is saying beyond the ballpark.
I believe
the
it's
city.
True.
I can keep going if you want, but I'm not.
That sounded like it.
Like, again, guys don't come here for whatever reasons they have. I have no idea. I think part of it's the ballpark. Do I think part of it's the city? Yes, I think part of it's the city. Is part of it that they don't win anymore? That's probably most of it. But I believe the ballpark hurts. I believe that on balance, a 40 home run hitter won't come here. On balance.
So let's just say you're part of the Johnson
through the farm system.
Matthew Johnson, this year's over. You don't make it. What message are you signaling to your fans? And are you letting Farhan go? Or it sounds like, Stani, you've built a case to where it's bigger than him.
I think it is bigger than him. I definitely think it's bigger than Farhan Zaidi.
Now, what about the strikeouts by all the hitters? Is it all the hitters' fault? Or when you just, you could do this and maybe it might be Pat Burrow. Maybe whatever you're doing is not resonating with the hitters, even though they're professional hitters.
Well, then I would rely on my cynicism and say, do you really think the Giants' problem is their hitting?
I'm watching guys whiff.
Do you really think if you sub out Pat Burrell for somebody, this thing takes off?
Now, take off is strong. I feel you get better results, partner.
Okay.
Like, if I see you going up there with two strikes, hey, meet me in the office. What are we going to do, coach? Hey, we're just going to watch some film. Dude, Stani, do you see what you're doing with your front shot? Like that, I don't know if that's happening, but I'm telling you this. Stani, he looks like he's lost something. And again,
most managers do when they manage a terrible team. Boy, now Melvin sounds defeated.
Yeah.
No kidding. No kidding. They can't score any runs. Let's listen to Bob Melvin, see how desperate he sounds. Hey, Bobby, how'd Robbie Ray do tonight?
Coming off a long time off, and you're going to have some tough ones. I couldn't let him go any more than that. I couldn't let him throw over 40 pitches with what he's been through, but sometimes there's going to be some soft spots, and today it was more about his command. The velo was down a little bit. As the inning went along, it picked up some, but...
So if he had a no-no, stopping at 40? No, Bo Mel.
No, but he's talking about the amount of pitches in one inning.
Oh, okay.
That's what he was afraid of.
Right.
Not that he couldn't throw 90 total pitches, but the 40 in one inning is what he said is going to kill him.
I never want you to feel good, so I'll never give you a compliment, but I will tell you, I would think about what you said at some juncture tonight, this evening for me, get a life, about the price of a dynasty. But Steiny, I'm sorry, man. There are standards. There have been drafting. There have been courtship of free agents and hitters. And I think it's fair to say or blame one Farhan Zaidi for where the Giants are at now, because listening to you, this thing could get worse.
Of course it could. They're 500. Of course it could get worse.
Well, what's bad about this year's 500 is you went and spent on it. You went to Nordstrom's. Not Nordstrom's Rack. You went to Nordstrom's.
Okay. Please don't tell me you're using Nordstrom as the highest end of the highest stores.
Yes.
Then they went to Nordstrom's Rack. Nordstrom Rack.
Well, I guess I'm looking at the receipt. You spent a lot of money. Wherever you went.
Nordstrom is Judge.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm looking at
Nordstrom
the
Nordstrom Rack is Solaire.
I'm looking at the receipts, Donnie. You spent a lot. You bought a lot.
Okay, go fire him.
American Express, they want it all.
Go fire him. I don't think it's going to do much good.
Now, that's sobering if you're right.
I mean, I don't think it'll do much good right away. The new guy's going to have to come in and implement whatever...
Right, what Farhan had umpteen years to do.
Oh, Father Time in Napa has some
undefeated
Giants trivia.
Oh, all right,
oh
let's
my
go.
God. Somebody read in the room.
Hey, fellas, to preface this, it is just embarrassing in terms of what the Giants have put out in terms of power, literally in a half a century. And I don't understand for the life of me how the Dodgers can have such an incredible farm system. You know, Giants have money, Dodgers have money. It's just, it really is irritating that we haven't been able to go to a game and feel like, oh man, we're a three-run homer away from being right back in this. There's no such thing as that. When the Giants were kicking ass, it's homegrown. It's Bumgarner and it's Posey. And that's across, honestly, if you look at it, that goes across all sports. You look at Steph Curry, homegrown, right?
Yep.
Brock Purdy, homegrown. You know, you got to make this happen. There's no excuses. On that point, I would like it if you knew the last Giants outfielder, homegrown, developed outfielder, to hit more than 20. I didn't say 50. I said 20 home runs and make an all-star game. I'll give you a hint. Almost as long as me. Go. Give it to me.
Chili Davis.
You know when Chili Davis broke into the major leagues? You know when he hit those 20 home runs?
75.
Chili Davis hit 20 home runs in 1983.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Yeah, that's a mic drop, Father Time. Appreciate it.
Yeah. That's bigger than Farhan, but.
What was it like back then?
Now, see, I didn't like that. You handled it.
Oh, look at Spadoni. Spadoni's like, oh, I'll tell you what. Spadoni is like the sports writer from the Des Moines Register who finds himself in a scrum with a coach, and the coach says something that's so dumb, but he laughs because he doesn't belong there in the first place,
Spadoni,
but wants to suck up to the coach.
Oh, man. He had that smile on his face.
Spadoni jumped out of that chair.
That's a whoa.
What year? 83?
Yeah.
1983.
I wasn't even in high school yet, baby.
1983. Now that you asked.
Where were you?
You made a big mistake. I was starting my sophomore year at Franklin and Marshall College. Should have started. But he went with a senior.
I met the criteria.
Now, thank you.
But I wasn't.
He went. I see you. You probably hated the dude that you're
Joe Straining.
You probably did. You weren't friends, let me guess.
No, actually, we are friends.
Okay. All right. That shocked me. I could see you holding a grudge.
The worst offensive player I've ever played with in my entire life, but the coach loved him because he could pick up a guy in the backcourt.
94 feet.
And I could only pick up a guy at the opposite foul line.
I couldn't make the right choice.
Wasn't great at pressuring the ball out front.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jesus in L.A.
Don't mess with the Jesus.
Hey, Zeus, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Hey.
I'm a Giant fan for many, many years. I live in the L.A. area. I watch the games every night on MLB. I'm disappointed, but I'm very optimistic. I understand, you know, a lot of the shit that's going down with Farhan and the things that he's doing, but I...
Let's go to... we got to put the guys on hold for a minute. That L.A. guy, got to watch the language. Watch the language.
But he's an optimist.
You got to be.
Yeah.
Well, he's Jesus.
No haircut for me today, Snotty. Barber just canceled.
Sounds like you're it's a real like important client.
Sounds like Christmas just got I'm hurt. Oh, no. Evan, you got any Clippers, bud? Oh, man. Dude, why am I hurt?
Hair looks good. Yeah,
let me invite some old-timers into today's show. You saw my stat. The A's.
Oh, my God.
The 49. The A's, the 49ers, and the Giants. After their dynasties, they had approximately a decade of non-success.
Right.
I think the Warriors are right there on that precipice. Mm. So I'll ask you, like, is that just a coincidence, or why do you think that's happened to all three of our teams in the Bay who've had a dynasty?
Stani, you're not cooking the books, as I used to always tell you, but it is a coincidence because you're just keeping it confined to the Bay. But if we broaden that thing, we would see more teams, you know.
And I think what we would see.
Come back, maybe not with a chip.
And I think what we would see
success.
Is that somewhere along the line, something happens.
Okay, but
like
I'll say this to
the Spurs get Tim Duncan after David Robinson. Right. So that could continue.
Let me say this to that. Farhan was not hired based on, that being predicated on,
of course not.
Hey, so that's what so the standards are still the standards. And this is beneath the Giant fan standards. Just listen to the tone, go to social media, listen to Crook and Kipe, listen to the post game show, listen to Flim with Bonte and Shasky Steiny. This is not good enough.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.